In the studio with me this morning is a gentleman who is not unfamiliar with Northern Michigan University. This is his return performance and talk that he'll be giving tonight at Reynolds Recital Hall here on the NMU campus. I speak of the Canadian-born pianist, Derek Abel Schobert. Derek, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. It's part of a tour that you are currently under. Is that how you managed to find your way back here?
Yeah, I was performed with the Sault Ste. Marie Symphony on Saturday.
What did you perform with?
Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3.
Oh, yeah. That's a meaty work.
Yeah, it certainly is. Something I'd been wanting to play for years and had the opportunity to play it with orchestra.
Wonderful, wonderful. But you're, as we know, also a solo artist and educator. And mm-hmm. I understand you're going to do a little bit of both tonight.
Yeah. I'm giving it's a piano recital, and I often like to talk about the music that I perform. Actually, after the Sault Symphony performance, I performed at the Erickson Center for the Arts, which you're just mentioning.
Yes, near Curtis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful venue they have there.
It is, right on, isn't right, it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic, quite a large hall, too.
And what did you present there? Is it the same that you're going to be presenting here tonight?
Yeah, same program.
Okay.
So I'm starting out with a set of pieces I like to call four favorites from our childhood that are pieces that many will be familiar with.
Okay.
And then I play works by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg, who I have a CD of. And then I play a work by the great 19th century virtuoso pianist composer Franz Liszt. And I end with a bit of a fun piece called the Asylum Waltz. And after that, I have a little audience talk back where I invite members of the audience to ask me questions.
Who wrote the Asylum Waltz? William Bolcom?
Well, that's a good guess. A fellow by the name of Walter Boudreau. Okay. He's a living composer who's from Montreal. And it was he was commissioned to write incidental music for a play called The Asylum of Purity by another Quebec creator. And in this particular piece, it's taken from a scene where... I should say that in this play, the gist of the play is that mm-hmm. In order to become a very pure and perfect human being, you actually have to spend some time in an asylum.
Oh, okay. See how the other half lives first, so to speak.
Yeah. Wow. So in that scene, it kind of accompanies some of the patients who are having all kinds of episodes.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that nobody in the audience will have an episode.
I doubt it. They'll probably appreciate hearing it. It'll probably be the very first time anything from that composer ever sees the light of day here at Northern Michigan.
Yeah, probably. But it was written in 2003. It mm-hmm. is, it's contemporary classical music, but it's very accessible. It's got this waltz theme, and the composer says he was inspired by circus music and the organ grinder.
Oh, okay. Now, when he wrote the piece then, did he try to get certain elements of that sound into the piece?
Well, I would say, especially the character of it. You know, yes. This has a bit of circus, sort of a quirky, okay. funny aspect to it.
Now, back to Edvard Grieg, which is the primary composer you're going to feature in this performance tonight. Is this one of your favorite composers of works for piano?
I'm a big fan of Edvard Grieg.
Yeah.
My second CD is dedicated to Edvard Grieg. It's all music by Edvard Grieg. He is a 19th century composer. He wanted to make his music a little different than his colleagues. He studied in Leipzig, which was the Leipzig Conservatory, which at the time was probably the most famous musical institution of the time. It was fashioned by Robert Schumann and Felix Mendelssohn. Right. So when he did his 4 years of study there, when he came back to Norway, he said that he felt he wanted to write music that had a distinctive Norwegian flair, Norwegian character to it. One of his best friends was a fellow by the name of Richard Nordraak. And we know Nordraak today because Nordraak wrote the Norwegian national anthem.
Okay.
And Nordraak was very fervently, very nationalist and, you know, Norwegian everything kind of thing. And they were about the same age. However, Nordraak died when he was only 23 years old. So the theory is that Edvard Grieg, very saddened by his friend's death, sort of took the torch and wanted to continue that tradition of making music that was very, very Norwegian sounding.
He certainly did.
Yes.
Certainly did. I like the Hardanger Fiddle Suite. that he had composed. Okay. The version with the fiddle, the original fiddle melodies played, and then his version of those for piano is so one of my favorite recordings.
Oh, yes. And that's very interesting you mentioned that, Stan, because I believe he's trying to recreate the sound of the Hardanger fiddle in the piano, and he does that. See, the Hardanger, well, perhaps you're familiar with the Hardanger fiddle. It's like a violin. It's played like a violin, but it's got fancy black ink designs. Each one's unique. It's got inlaid mother of pearl. But the big characteristic is that they all have strings underneath the strings that are played.
Sympathetic strings.
Yeah, exactly, and that gives it this drone, this special sound. I think that Grieg is able to recreate that Hardanger fiddle sound on the piano by the use of open fifths.
Mm-hmm.
So right. You have open fifths, like if you take a C and G, sort of the outer notes of a major or minor triad, and play that in sequence. It gives it this sort of drone hum effect. So I think that
he was very successful in that, from what at least in my own opinion, hearing those.
Okay.
But he, of course, wrote in other musical settings, such as his violin sonatas, which are still some of the most often performed European sonatas, as the works for piano. Now, I'd like to play one of your performances, just one of the six lyric pieces, Opus 54. They're all identified in a way, in a nationalist way, a folk way. I mean, the first one's called Shepherd Boy, then A Norwegian Peasant's March. Now, does that piece actually take a folk piece, a folk tune that he discovered or knew as a child?
That's a good question. I think they're folk inspired, but they're not quite. They're not like transcriptions.
He
like
took
for example,
tone of the.
More the tone, the flavor. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bartok, for example, took Hungarian folk songs and kind of harmonized them and in his own special way. But with Grieg, not to my knowledge that they're actual folk songs. However, the first one, Shepherd Boy, you've got this melody. It sounds like played by the flute.
Yes.
And what's really neat, though, in that Shepherd Boy, we know that in the 19th century Norway, there's a lot of farming. Mm-hmm. It's a very agrarian society. So they farmed a lot of sheep, herd a lot of sheep and goats. In the middle part of that, you have the melody that's played in at one level, and then it keeps on going up and up and up, sort of as if the shepherd boy is taking his herds to higher pastures.
Yes, yes.
The Norwegian Peasant March, there's some really neat visual effects. There's he starts at one point very much in the high register of the piano, very, very soft, and then gradually gets louder and louder, building up into the bass, a bit like as if the Norwegian peasants were all coming into town to sell their wares. There's one piece called Nocturne, which simply means night piece, and there's a bird in Norway that only sings at nighttime. And that Grieg is able to recreate this bird song by the use of trills and tremolos.
Similar to the North American whippoorwill.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, good comparison. And March of the Trolls. Well, trolls are a very important part of Norwegian folklore.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, I guess a bit of the UP folklore, too.
That's true. Yeah, every time they come up from down below. And we also have the final movement after a scherzo, which is actually my personal favorite, is the Ringing Bells movement.
Oh, really?
Okay. Where Grieg actually used the higher register of the piano very much like bells would sound from cathedrals or churches all over town.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to play that.
Okay.
Your performance of the Ringing Bells movement, the final movement from the six lyric pieces by Edvard Grieg. Well, not only did we hear the concluding movement from those six lyric pieces called Ringing Bells, but we also heard at Derek's request March of the Trolls, which is actually pretty popular all by itself as a solo piece and an encore piece, which I understand you played as an encore after your performance in Sault Ste. Marie.
With
the Sioux Symphony.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking, by the way, with Derek Gaple Shilbert, who will be performing tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time in Reynolds Recital Hall, giving a recital of music primarily by Grieg, but also by other composers as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have on tap after this visit?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh.
But I can say that some of the recent things I did, I had a tour in Alaska.
Oh,
and yeah. that was fabulous. That was for me. That was very exotic. I find myself performing in more remote areas. That's kind of my choice. I like to get off the beaten track, you know. So I had a tour where I had to get from place to place by either by ferry or by small plane, and stayed with the host family where we're having breakfast and humpback whales are coming up for air.
Oh, marvelous. Marvelous.
Or the local welder took me on a boat tour to see icebergs. So Alaska, I was also in Idaho and Wyoming. Uh-huh. And also in Canada, I was in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Ontario. Sioux Lookout, which is kind of northern Ontario.
Yes.
You know, I have this cabin in northern Quebec, which I like to escape to. So even though I live downtown Montreal, a city of 3 million people, I have this side of me that I like to sort of get away from it all.
And, do you find yourself a little more creative when you're all on your own that way? Do you get to do some arranging or writing of music?
Well, it gives a different perspective. And the one thing I love to do, it may sound kind of funny, but is to listen to the silence. Because in a big city, you just don't have the silence. And when you get to in a big forest where every cabin is at least a mile away from anybody else, and there's no wind, you realize, oh my gosh, that's silence. I forgot what that's about.
Yes.
And I kind of, after being in that kind of environment and coming back to the big city, I found that I almost have gained an additional dimension to my hearing, and which is very useful for my music as well.
Mozart had a quote about that music is not just about the notes, but it's about the silence.
Is that
well.
Mozart?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's very true. Very true. Well, as long as you're not just playing pieces that are total silence.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have a little bit of something in there,
yeah.
Which I'm sure you are tonight. And again, it's at 7:30 here in Reynolds Recital Hall. Derek Gaple Shilbert talking about and then playing works by several composers, including Edvard Grieg. And that's the composer that is the subject of his recent CD release on the 21 label distributed by Universal Records. It's been great to have you here.
Very great to be here, too. By the way, the recital is free, and there's a big variety of pieces. I think it's appropriate for even those who think they may not like classical music.
Ah, all right. There's the challenge, everyone. And seating is limited, so please get there right away so you can get a chance to hear this gentleman perform once again in Reynolds Recital Hall tonight. Derek, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Stan.